mic. All right, let's do it like that. How about that mic? That's better. Didn't have that mic turned on. I had that mic turned off. And on this mic, here's what I'm going to do. I want to go ahead and add a little bit of highs on the equalizer. I want to add just a little bit of high end. Just a little bit to give it a little something like that. And also, I'm 1 minute from having the clock in. And we have to, I like to clock in exactly at 12 o'clock. But basically, there is no like to. That is the new incentive with our new time clock system. Clock in exactly at one. I mean, at exactly your time. To the point that we're now, I double click on the time in Windows and I actually look at the seconds countdown. That is how I fine tune my punching in and punching out. As to always be adherent, if I just made that word up, and I did, adherent to the new requirement to be logged in. I mean, exactly precise time. Log out is precisely log time. And you can hear I'm sneezing. It's been raining. It rained yesterday. It was thunder and lightning. It kind of surprised me because I didn't think it would be thunder and lightning because, you know, it rarely rains out here in California. And I had just went out earlier that day walking and it was cloudy. And I did see the clouds and I think I even took a picture of them. But I didn't think it would rain. But as you see, I'm still sinusy and all allergy. And I think I was all, my allergies were like doing their dance before when I left Ohio. It like rained the next day in Ohio one time. And so, you know, it's good. I mean, it's good. I was going to start this off by saying that that I take for granted that I'm capable, that I'm so capable, and that I actually use the word so to give the idea of comparison, that I am so capable, that I am capable. I was going to say that I take for granted that I'm capable, but I don't. I don't. There's no doubt about that. I know that I am capable because I very often, if not always, will not compare, not so much compare in a compare degree, but to put my capabilities alongside, I gauge, you know, my tasks and accomplishments along with the environment and history around me. And so I'm aware that, you know, I'm fairly capable in comparison to what I see out there in the world. And I was going to start off by saying I take it for granted, and I don't. That would have been a sensationalized overstatement just to get likes. No, not necessarily to get likes, but to, you know. And now, let's see what I'm going to do here. This is my long sleeve shirt that I wear when I go outside and cold. I wanted to come over here though and get my vitamins. I think my vitamins are in here. Yeah, here they are. Get my multivitamin just so I can, you know, start taking that. Well, not start. I've been taking them. See, I got like four of them in there. I knew I was going to be here for like so many days. So, you know, I got that. You see, I still got my Band-Aid on my finger. Really more like not a Band-Aid, more like a cast or a, not a splint, but, you know, just to cover up the nail. After my walk today,
okay, I'm fat, and the reason I cut this on, you know, this ain't the reason, well, one of them, because I want you to see my fat before I put on my long sleeve shirt, because it's kind of cold in here. It's like 70 degrees outside. There's somebody out there cleaning the pool. It's December 1st, it's like 60 degrees outside, and there's somebody outside cleaning the pool. I'm for pool cleaning when it's 70 degrees outside on December 1st. I mean, let's face it, that's why we pay all this money to be out here in California. That's why I'm paying $1,700 a month for an 800 square foot one bedroom apartment. And I do it without any regret or whatever the word is when you wish you weren't doing it. I'm happy. I'm grateful to have what I have and what I pay for. And the reason I want to cut this on so you can see my fat. See, look how fat I am. I'm fat. It's like I'll show you right there. If you can see this, let me see if I can go like this for you. I'll show you how fat I am. Look at that. That's what it said this morning. 201. Thank you very much. 201. 201. That's what it said after my walk this morning. That number is supposed to be 195. Now, there are anomaly weights and in ways, and there's when I know my weight is high or lower based on the moment. I think this is a real 200. I mean, a real one. But it might take me 2 weeks to get that off. It might take me 2 weeks to get that off, where at other times, I've been able to knock that weight off, something like that, in a matter of a day. In a matter of a day or two. But I think this is the real one. This is what I've been eating. I deserve it. I mean, I deserve to be at this weight. I earned it. I don't regret it. Just like I don't regret paying $1,700 a month for that one-bedroom apartment that is fairly centrally located, but not too centrally located, because I don't know if I really want if I really want to live downtown in it. I always talk about in it and on the concrete and the woo, 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 woo and all that. And when Felix and Oscar came out of their apartment and held the cab in New York, when I used to watch the Odd Couple growing up, I used to be like, that's what I want. And I don't know if I really want to live in it. I don't know if I really want to live in it all the time. I like where I'm at. I'm not in the middle of it, but I'm close enough to it. And the area I'm at is busy enough to keep me, feel like the energy around me, even though I can separate from it. I like to have that energy around me. You know, even if I sit in my house all day and don't do nothing, to know that it's right outside my door, right there. I got here now where I'm at, in my school's location. No, it's not in the school's location. This is the remote location. This is the remote location. Where I'm at now in my remote location is a little bit more quiet. Okay, a lot more quiet. A lot more residentially. A lot more quiet. Things a little bit more spread out. It's a different vibe. This is a college town almost. This is like a small college hospital town. Really, you know, like top-notch hospital stuff. So, what mic is this on? Is this on the right mic? Am I talking on the right mic? Because it looks like it needs to be high. It seems like it should be louder. Let me go to the filters. Am I on the right thing here? I should turn that up. You know I like it to be loud. I'm always. You know what happened? The mic fell off. I don't know where the mic is at. That's why I'm not loud. The mic is around here somewhere. It fell someplace. I don't know where it fell. It obviously fell off someplace. I can't find the mic. That's why I was looking at the microphone. And I wasn't loud. I'm like, I'm not so loud. You need to follow my shirt. I don't see it. Where'd it go? Microphone. Where you go, microphone?
Oh, here it is. I found it. No wonder I wasn't loud. I was like, how come I'm not loud like I should be? I'm like looking at the I can see the audio levels. And I'm like, I should be a lot louder than that, people. I should be a lot louder than that. Now, okay, that's better, huh? So I don't know if you heard what I was saying, because the mic was way across the room. The mic was like way across the room, so I don't know what you were hearing or not hearing. But I probably sound a lot better now. Anyhow. And I forget what I was saying. I think I was talking about being capable or something. See, I put on a long sleeve shirt just because it's cold in here. My mother likes it cold, and she ain't gonna put no heat on. So dress accordingly. And this is like an extra large. This is an extra large t-shirt that I had when I was in my extra large days, but it shrunk. So it just fits weird and it makes me look fat. That doesn't look fat. That one really doesn't look fat. That one doesn't look fat. But that, see, here's where I look fat. I'm fat. I'll show you again. Let me show you again. I'm going to show you like a little kid again. Look. This says that I'm fat. That says that I'm fat. I'll show you something else, too. I'll show you what I'm talking about here. If you can see it. All right. See? I don't know if you can see that. Can you see that trend? See how that's trending? I went up and down. That was for the last week. You can see for the year. Here's for last year. See how high I was at one time, then I went down, I went up. And that one peak that you see, that was 11:30. Oh my God, that was yesterday. 11:30, 2023, I was at 205. You see that? That was yesterday. 11:30, 2023, that was yesterday. And now this is for the whole year. This is the graph for the whole year. And that peak I got, you see how I got that peak? That was from yesterday, 205. So it proves I'm fat. It just proves right there. This is I'm fat. Wait a minute, how's that for a whole year? And that's 10/31. Oh, month. Okay, and then last month, I was at 199. This one, I'm at 206. And that really high peak that you saw over there, I was at 211. I don't know what I was doing there. I was at 211 at that peak right there. And 211, that was February 28th. I could probably figure out where I was and what I was doing at that time. In fact, I know I can. But so you can see where I'm at right now. And I'm at 201, 199. See, and I've been kind of trending ever since. See, I was down, 198. I've been trending high. I should be under 200. I'm just trending. It just didn't feel right. The numbers don't reflect as much. The numbers don't directly affect how the weight feels on me and how I feel about the weight. That I can say. The numbers, they don't fully translate. I can tell there's a difference. I can tell, you know, so. All right, I got.